Welcome to episode 15 of the Oddcast podcast with Adam 15, and Billy.
15 years.
15 years. Doing this one thing. A year, 15 years, and we haven't left a room.
No.
That's it, we're just stuck in this room doing it.
All these Domino's boxes, that's a plug.
That's a plug, yeah, with Domino's. We didn't get any plugs from Domino's, it's just Domino's plug.
Yeah.
You can buy them, now.
Yeah, they're not on the menu, they're only online.
Yeah, exactly.
Go online, Domino's.
So, here we go. This is episode 15. It's going to be rude. It's going to be crude. It's going to be offensive, no doubt, with you, Billy.
Of course.
And, yeah.
Beers are about.
We're happy for everyone to join us on this ride. Sound a bit cliche there. Come join us on this journey, guys!
On this ride. We're not going to Peter Pan's playground.
Peter Pan's playground.
So, another plug.
Are you ready, Bill? For yes. Episode 15?
I'm pretty sure I'm ready.
Got your A game?
I've got A game.
You got A
it's
game?
Not A game.
It's not the A game, it's A game.
It's a game.
Here we go. Oddcast Podcast, episode 15.
Yeah, rock and roll all the way, baby.
Eric's been very filled with jealousy since, and decides it's time to get his miniature man bits puzzled.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
Oh my god!
And maybe you shouldn't be living here!
There we go, and we're on, and it's just dude, we're ready, we're started.
Yeah. Can you hear how many people we've got in this little room here?
This is
we
crazy.
We are packed out.
Some guy keeps shouting at us.
Tony Wazow's in the
we're
house.
Out. Did you like the jingle? I made that jingle.
Ed made that jingle.
I made that jingle. I'm not looking for praise, just tell me how good it is.
This is why you don't get a pay rise at work, man. They know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're just sitting there.
No, I work when I'm at work.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Work on what?
Work.
The Oddcast Pod.
No, I cannot do that. Walk around the warehouse with like the microphone. But the Oddcast Podcast. Maybe you should have been living there.
Sounds like you've been practicing.
A little bit.
Yeah.
All right. So, Bill.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah, all good, man.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. It's a little bit warm.
It's a bit warm in here. It's like cold outside, warm in here.
Mm.
Never happy, are we? Never happy. No. Are you happy? I'm never happy.
Nah, if it's summertime, it's always too hot.
Yep. In the wintertime, it's always
too cold.
See, that's the problem with being British. Mm-hmm. Never happy with the in-between.
Yeah.
It's like, it's too hot, it's too cold. It's not.
That's it.
You go to the Antarctic, that's cold.
That is. Yeah, but
you go to the sun, that's hot.
Mm.
No, we're pretty. We like to moan about mediocrity.
Yeah.
That's what we do. So, we're going to move straight into some movie news, Bill.
Right.
Got a little jingle here for you.
Another little jingle.
They're moving news.
There we go.
With a little fart. Moving news with a little
everyone
fart.
Likes a fart.
That's what.
Fart jokes are coming. They're an old classic.
Everyone laughs at fart jokes.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't laughing, then you must have no sense of smell.
Yeah. or hearing.
Or hearing. That would work better.
Yeah.
people that don't laugh have no sense of smell. Probably get accused of being like smellist or something, or racist or.
Yeah. I'd investigate it. It was below the belt.
Okay, Bill.
And
Transformers. Have you seen the third one yet? I watched it. I've seen it.
I don't think I've even seen the whole of the second one.
No. It got a bit downhill. I mean, come on, it's a film about robots.
Mm-hmm. I do like it. The first one, I thought it was great.
Yeah, first one's good.
Mm-hmm.
With Megan Fox, Chili Booth, and a load of badass Autobots.
Yeah.
Turning into cars. And then aliens.
Stuff dreams are made of, man.
Stereos.
Yep. Stereos.
And
yeah.
iPads and some laptops. So, yeah.
All sorts.
They do. They go and they save the world.
Mm-hmm.
They save our world.
Yeah.
Yeah. They save Earth.
Yeah.
They save Earth. Yeah.
But why?
Because, you know, they're there to help us. They don't think anyone else should be attacking us that we can't fight against. Apparently, we're not good enough. You know? We're minions. We can't do nothing. We can't. But how the hell are you going to fight a 50-foot robot? That could turn into a machine gun.
It's not going to happen, is it?
No.
These robots from the place, they've got some advanced metal work going on.
Yeah, so that kind of a... The way you were saying, it's like, well, it's not going to happen, Bill, so shut up.
Yeah.
Well, it's not going to happen, Adam, just shut up. Well, the third one, I watched the third one, and I weren't too impressed with it. It had no Megan Fox, but that's not the reason I like it. It had Rosie Huntington-Whiteley.
What's Megan Fox? Isn't in the third one?
She wasn't in the third one. Remember? Read the story where she got
sacked. Yeah, but I thought she got sacked after the third one.
No, she got sacked after the second one, moving into the third one.
Right.
And, so they got in
this chicken.
Yeah, Rosie Huntington-Whiteley. Very pretty girl.
Yeah.
British.
Yeah.
Long legs. Mm-hmm. Can't act for shit. Yes. But the way they made her out to be in the film was that she doesn't need to act. She just needs to run away from robots. Yeah, okay, that's fair enough.
That's what you do in the whole film.
No, she do need to run away from robots in hills. I mean, come on.
Like, they're just trying to make an hour. Sexy,
the whole last hour of the movie is literally under attack by robots.
Yeah.
And she's running around hills, and nobody mentions. Wait, take your heels off and run your bare feet. Come on. Or should we just go and get a pair of trainers or something? Come on.
She's blonde.
Blonde leggy bird who can't act. But she's going out with Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Jason Statham!
Yeah, what, in real life?
Yeah, in real life. Film? Okay. Not in the film. No, that'd be weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Like, I think he would take on the robots in his own.
Funny you should say that, Bill. Because Steven Spielberg and Michael Bay are in talks with Paramount for the future of Transformers. And they are saying, we ain't coming back. We ain't making another fourth or fifth one. But you can. And we'll watch.
Yep.
So they're going to be like executive producers.
Well, okay.
And they were saying Jason Statham is under consideration to be the lead role.
So it could be a bit of a meaty.
So it'll be Jason Statham versus the robots. I'd have more faith in that.
Yeah.
He'd run them away.
He would, wouldn't he?
Knuckle dusters.
Chase them down.
He's
a bit of a hard guy.
He's proper gangster, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's London gangster.
Mm-hmm.
We're drawing back. Come on. Come on, Autobots. Saw you out. Come on.
Jason Statham impression.
That's just like London gangster impression.
That's pretty good.
But no. I'd watch that. They make it more gritty.
So this is the fourth one, last one being made by Paramount.
Yeah, well, Paramount can make it, they've got the rights to it, same as Hasbro, who's the toy company that invented Transformers.
Right.
You might Transformers for the rest of their life.
Mm.
New director every time, don't mean that. I mean, to be fair, it's not exactly going to win Oscars. I can't imagine if it did.
What, Jason Statham?
That's really cool. Best actor for Transformers! Revenge of the Camp! His trauma's personal. So speaking about another sequel, this is one I got actually a little bit excited about, but then I felt a bit dirty about getting excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Cool.
Right, the writers of X-Men First Class, mm-hmm. which was the latest X-Men film going out.
Yep.
Ashley Miller and Zach Stentz.
Stentz.
It's a cool name.
What?
Are in negotiations to pen the sequel to a 1986 action classic, Top Gun.
Top Gun.
Tom Cruise, Top Gun.
Yeah.
Come on. You want to see a sequel to Top Gun?
I don't think I've ever actually seen Top Gun.
What?
All I've got memories of is a music video where they're on a motorbike.
Oh yeah. Kenny Loggins, Danger Zone.
Is that the song?
I went to the danger zone.
Yeah, nice. I know the song.
Yeah, you know. It's in your head. You're like, oh yeah. Better go and get that album. Get that vinyl out.
I've already got it.
Play that vinyl. Play that tape. But yeah, the sequel reportedly going to focus on the next generation. So it's not really a sequel. It's more going to be like a remake or a sequel based in the same place. No Tom Cruise. No Meg Ryan.
I bet he makes like a.
No Goose.
Yeah.
Because Goose died.
What, in real life?
No, in the film.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, I'd call him his real name if he died in real life. I'd more respect.
So they're not going to be using the same characters and stuff.
No,
like that.
It's not a remake. They're making that clear. It's not going to be a remake. It's going to be like a rethinking. It's going to be, like, you know, 30 years on.
So it's going to be like based in the
rap. So it's literally going to be a film that looks like Top Gun, but isn't Top Gun. With fighter pilots. Who look like Tom Cruise, isn't Tom Cruise.
So we could have used, I watched that the other, like Charlie Sheen or something like that.
Well, he's in Hot Shots, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he was good in Hot Shots. I used to like Hot Shots.
Give him a break. Do you know what I mean? He's been out of work for a little while. That could be his big comeback.
Big comeback? Yeah. Charlie Sheen's comeback?
Top Gun remake. Yeah, rethinking.
Rethinking with Charlie Sheen. It would literally just be Hot Shots. that's what we meant. We got Hot Shots remake. That's what it would be. Alright, Bill. There's not very much movie news, to be honest. There's the last little bit of movie news. James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's being made. The name of the film is called... I can't actually remember what it's called. Fuck, I had it written down, but I lost it. Sky Fallen. Something like that. Something to do with Sky. It's Fallen Sky. Sky Fallen.
Sky Falling.
Maybe.
I'm pretty unsure.
Sky Fallen.
What's that for, man?
Sky. I can't bother to get it up on the computer because that'd take time. And
okay, well, we'll come back with that, maybe.
Skyline Falling.
Sweet.
Something to do with a falling sky. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
It probably isn't. People are going to message me and say, what are you talking about? It's called James Bond and the Devil's Prisoner of Azkaban. But they got the they confirmed a villain.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Javier Bardem.
You've mentioned him recently.
Yep. He's just been confirmed now. He's been played the bad guy. And he's the guy from No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, yeah.
Played the man with a cow zapper.
Mm-hmm. Who's he playing? Jaws?
Yeah. He looked like Jaws in that film. Mm. But no, he's going to play his own character.
Really?
Jaws back in the new.
I haven't seen him in any other films, to be honest. I didn't recognise him from anything.
Yeah, no, because he's a Spanish actor.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's done Spanish films. And the films he's done since No Country for Old Men, not exactly been massive films.
No.
They're a Woody Allen film.
I thought he was a really good actor in that. But not when he came up, I thought it was
like, where'd he go? Yeah. Where'd he go?
Yeah, that's it.
Looking everywhere. Yeah. Wait, you're underneath the sofa. Where'd you go? Yeah. Javier Bardem, pretty scary.
Yeah.
Pretty scary,
as the actual main bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, the only thing that annoys me about James Bond is that I'm not a massive James Bond fan, but mm-hmm. I watch him.
Yeah.
But I just get a bit annoyed that all the bad guys seem to be a bit pussy whipped. Like, they're just like little men.
Straight-laced.
Yeah, little men like, want to rule the world, want to use the henchmen to do everything. They just sit back and go, ha, 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 now you die, Mr. Bond. And all that bollocks, and
you finish that.
Yeah, and even in the newer ones, they were kind of all suave and quiet.
Of course, they're not Piers Brosnan, that was like the most polished.
They kind of don't say anything, they kind of keep quiet, and the henchmen do everything, and at the end, they just turn up, and they might have a little fist fight, but then James Bond will win.
Of course, he was like the world's baddest bullet dodger.
I want a bad guy like the Joker in a James Bond film,
and like that, a little bit dark.
An Arkham. Yeah. Person, you know, she's gonna go crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, he can't. He won't tell him what his plan is. He'd kill James Bond before he tells him. And he'd kill him, then he'd tell him.
Yeah. Like, when he's buried.
Yeah, I was like, he's buried. He was like, you know what I'm gonna do next? You know what? You can't stop me. I've already killed you, motherfucker. I mean, that'd be cool. You want someone who's actually gonna go around there and blow something up. That's what I want. I want a proper nasty villain.
Still of like, yeah.
That you want James Bond to kill that motherfucker.
Because in James Bond, he's always had a good opportunity in any situation to escape.
Yeah.
To get away.
And they're always like arms dealers, haven't they?
Yeah.
And you think, they got pictures of them like, dealing arms. You think, why don't you arrest them then? You've got a picture of them by a boat, a bazooka.
Why have you got to send one man in?
Yeah, why are you like, kidnapping. Go down there, take a picture, send it back to us. Now take a picture, which is not
this is the man you want to get. We sent someone in to take
a... Where was he? We can't find him. You just took a picture of him! He was down by the docks, by the bazooka. Have a look for the big bazooka in his backpack. Oh, right, that guy, yeah. And then like, oh, we can't find him. He's got a massive building that says the enemy right across it. I mean, that's just cliche Bond. That's the only, I think that's the only thing I kind of don't get excited about.
Yeah. When I know what's coming. And
yeah, I get a bit like, the newer ones with Daniel Craig were a bit more gritty. And then he kind of kept him going. He was a bit more like, oh, he seems a bit bad. He's just going to kill someone just because he's had a bad day.
Yeah.
You know, he ain't shaked the bird yet. He's getting angry. But, you
know, Bond needs.
But the bad guys, you know, I want a really bad guy.
Mm-hmm. A really bad guy.
Maybe a bad guy that raped a few people. Do you know what I mean?
Well, probably, you know. Be that bad.
You know, no, because James really wants to kill him.
Yeah.
Maybe rapes Judy Dench. There you go. Quentin Tarantino, make a fucking James Bond film. There you go. Tell the story backwards. All that, it'd be cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a bit of movie news there for you, Bill. You enjoy it?
Yeah.
You always enjoy movie reviews because you're like, I don't know what's going on in the movies
today. Well, that's it. It's
nice
to be told,
It's nice to be told. Yo, guess what's going on in movies? Yeah. Shut up and listen.
So put it in my face. I'm actually tied down to the chair.
Yeah, well,
I've been for 15 years now.
Since he's 15 years. Well, I'm going to do a bit of trailer breakdown now.
Okay.
I've got a jingle for that and all.
Since the beginning of time, man has been compelled by wonders to tell this tale. Breakdown.
Don't worry, we're still here, we're still here. Trailer breakdown, Bill, see? There you go. Right, this one is a very quick one, okay?
Do you mean quick as in short?
It's,
it's
a bit of both, as in short. It's only 40 seconds long. Because I couldn't find a full trailer for it for some reason.
Right.
But the reason I've changed this is because it links into something else I'll tell you later.
Goes in my favour a little bit,
yeah. Well, it does, but then you've got to talk quick. Because there's going to be a lot going on the screen, and you've got to be like, bam, 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 bam!
Right,
as we talk about it, so it's like 40 seconds long. It's more a TV trailer than a film trailer, isn't it? Alright. But let's get ourselves ready.
Like a window advert, isn't it?
A window advert, yeah. Are you ready, Bill?
First class windows ever.
Okay, that's
great.
So it's trailer break now,
Bill. Right, okay, there's a little hill. There's a little creature running through the fucking woods. And it has to kill the feed just because you see them. Oh, okay. Oh, there's fucking people living out in the forests. Okay, and there's people gone swimming. They're on a little holiday break or whatever. Someone's been shot by a fucking arrow. They're being hunted. Oh my god, this is... unrated. Fucking is. There's someone walking through the woods again. Look, they're being tied up to a tree. They're fucking being run off the road. The bus just turned upside down. And they're all fucking getting burnt and bit wrong turn. Left for dead. I don't like shit like that, man. That's why I could stop talking, because I just...
So that was Wrong Turn 3.
Is that 3? Yeah.
So it's a third one. It's like a kind of... I don't know. Straight to DVD, what they call it, our film. Didn't get a cinema one, I think. That's probably why I couldn't find a proper trailer for it, because it's one of those
films. Film should go. I'll go and watch it. That's it. I don't... They're the ones that fucking shit me up. That, The Hills Have Eyes... Texas Chainsaw Massacre, people are out in the sticks, I really believe there are fucking families like this that live out in these villages. Yeah! When you go across America, all of these fucking roads are just vast deserts everywhere, and fucking hills have eyes, and they pop their tyres.
I've just got far away!
I just got to fucking run.
See, that's why you're a tyre fitter. It's like a destiny for you. Do you know what I mean? You ever go like, you're like, you change it back quick.
That's we're
it.
Off. Fuck that tyre. You
know, your mutants come out, hey, come back! Come on, say hello! With my knife! Come here, sharp a knife for yourself! That's what they do. But that was Wrong Turn 3.
I did.
I've never seen it. I've seen the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
The
laughing.
Quick. Yeah, it was literally just them, like, they get caught in the woods, they go to a cabin, turns out the cabin's an incestuous inbred family of hillbilly mutant motherfuckers.
So where the geezer drives into their car.
Is that the one?
That's the first one, yeah.
Could be, I can't remember, but yeah, that's the one. And then they kind of do, one by one, attack the kids. And this one's exactly the same. Got a lot of kids going down to the beach in the lake, and then they get killed one by one. The reason I showed you that is not because the film looks amazing, because I could have shown you loads of slasher films like that. I could have shown you Wrong Turn 1.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I showed you that one is because it actually starred one of the contestants from this year's Big Brother.
Really?
Yeah, Louise. Got a really pretty looking one. Looks a bit like Angelina Jolie a little bit.
I haven't seen any of it.
Yeah, she's in it. And I thought, how can she be in a film and be in Big Brother, a normal version? That means technically she's a celebrity.
Mm.
How does that work?
But the film hasn't come out yet.
The film came out last year, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's why it came out last year. But yeah, so, you know, shows you. Everyone wants a little bit of fame, don't they? And I looked it up. She's done a few little movies. Crappy little sci-fi films.
Mm-hmm.
One with Luke Goss called Annihilation of Snake.
Who's Luke Goss?
Used to be in Bros.
Oh, fucking hell. Well, you know she ain't going to get recognised for a film there, is that?
Well, Luke Goss is good. He was in Blade 2. Hellboy 2.
Is it?
Yeah. Played the bad guy.
In what?
Both of them.
Blade 2.
Blade 2, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's a white guy with white hair and that. And he played exactly the same character in Hellboy 2. But yeah, so but she's done loads of film that. She's done loads of little promos, glamour shoots and that. And we live in a world where everyone wants a little bit of fame.
Yeah.
But she's made their films.
As low as
and then she's
Big
gone,
Brother.
It's going to Big Brother, get my name out. But it's a clever idea. Let's put herself out there.
That's worked, isn't it? It's got a goal, actually.
It's got it on there.
She's getting a lot of TV time.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, this person's been on Big Brother. Oh, well. I couldn't give a shit. She ain't getting in my film.
So that would then move us into entertainment news.
Into entertainment news, straight through.
Nice!
Excuse me.
Yeah, that was a tikka masala we had.
Oh yeah!
So entertainment news, Bill. Obviously, it's never really that much entertainment news. So, before we get into the Big Brother and the X Factor news that we're going to talk about, there's a band that's just regrouped, reformed, got back together.
We're talking about the Stone Roses.
The Stone Roses? The big 90s band.
Yeah.
Massive. People loved them.
Yeah.
People sung their songs all the time. People could name them. Send them on the street. We love you! We want to be just like you!
Yeah.
You reckon the Stone Roses?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, well, they have reformed. That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Steps.
Oh, okay. Someone else mentioned that today.
Steps have reformed. They're getting back together. They've gotten back together. And they are going to tour the UK singing the same old shit.
So they think that because Gary Barlow and Take That can do it.
Yeah, they think they could do it.
Take That were like a, you know, they were massive all over the whole world.
Mm.
Whereas like,
Steps are massive.
Steps only good in here in Sweden, Norway.
Dorset.
Yeah.
Dorset.
Dorset.
Okay. But no, yeah, so Steps are reforming. I mean, that's exciting, dude. We're all going to get a ticket to go tins of tomatoes up.
Steps, man, I can't wait.
You can sit there and you can reform a band Take That, like you said, because Gary Barlow writes the songs.
Mm-hmm.
So they go with the time, they keep writing new stuff. Steps didn't write any of their songs. They had some dweeb in a cupboard writing them.
Probably.
And then they do little dances with them. So they're making these little dances up. So you're going to have 30, 40 year old, you know, adults dancing to 5, 6, 7,
mate,
8.
I've just been singing that in my fucking head. You started talking about it. I went off in my own little world and the song just clouded my fucking brain.
Yeah.
And I was stuck there singing it in my head. Oh my God. The world, we don't need this.
We don't do it.
No, we don't. It's, I think stuff like that should be put to a public vote. Okay? And then, you know, because I reckon there's going to be a lot more people that could just say that fuck Steps. Nah, I'm not having that in my face. They're putting it on my face. I've already had it.
Well, H.
They're just sticking it there, man.
They're there. They're going to be there. You're going to buy their album. You're going to be singing their songs, dancing.
No, man. When they
broke up, dance moves.
When they broke up, I threw the album away. It broke my heart.
Right, does it? Never turn it back.
So that's too late, man. That's what I'm so bitter about.
Late. All those fucking kids that committed suicide when they broke up,
mm-hmm.
They can't come
back. They've done it all for nothing.
They can't come back.
No, they've already gone.
What a shame. But yeah.
And how many people are going to kill themselves because they've come back?
Well, it could be good because the population's a bit high at the moment and employment's a bit shit. So the more that do kill themselves over it, maybe that's the government's way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing steps to kill off a load of people.
Yeah.
And then they'd be like, hey, guess what? The session's now stopped.
They're like the Pied Piper of Hamden.
Yeah.
And they just go around all these countries, right? And they fucking play all their things. Let's say they fly over to Norway. They play on over there. And then they get on the aeroplane. Everyone follows them to the airport. Da-da-da, they fly off. And they're just like fucking, yeah.
They take the idiots
yeah,
away.
They just walk off into the sea and drown because they're following steps.
That's quite a good little plan. That could
that's
work.
What happens. It's they're sent in by the government. The government.
It's like
the world government.
Like army warfare.
It is.
Steps warfare. It's the
steps get sold between country and country. you know, to they get hired out, but not the A-team.
Steps to the new A-team, that's it. They go around, like, you have a problem, can't get fixed, call Steps.
My boots scooting, baby,
you drive me a crazy man, touch my phone with some dance. Yeah, that's it, man. We got it. That's what it is.
Isn't that great? I think we've nailed it, man.
I think we nailed it, see? They can't get nothing past us. No. We're too fucking clever for for the government.
Do they not know that we sit here and drink beers?
And talk and about Steps? Yeah. We, I know everyone their songs. You can't brainwash me.
We're already brainwashed. We'll all be watching them on TV and it should be like, it's that Batman and Robin with the Riddler. And
that's,
he's got his
Batman Forever, that is.
Batman Forever, and you've got the little...
the Enigma Vision.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that's what it's called, but Enigma Vision.
Yeah, whatever it is.
It sounds
like Steps on the TV. And it would just draw your interwheel, or just
get out of zombies.
It won't be out on the streets here like zombies.
Doing a line dancing down the street.
I live next door to the fucking Chelmer River. Same as you, man. We just get walked straight into it.
No, we
don't even know.
We're clever.
What do you think?
Send it to Palestine. Send it to get the Taliban. Get him, bro. Imagine the Taliban in Afghanistan and Iraq and all that shit.
Yeah.
Boots scooting. To the Steps. That's it, send them out there.
That's what you do, don't you? Don't stroll down there. Yeah. You go down there doing the dance.
Tragedy! The Venus comes, the kangaroo wants tragedy!
You know, anyone that's listening now that knows Steps, whatever we've just sung,
they know the moves that go with that. They got it in their heads, they're probably singing along.
Yeah.
Even our American listeners, they're probably thinking Steps. They probably lucky enough not to have got Steps their side. Yeah. But you have YouTube now. Mm. You can find out who Steps are.
Yeah.
This is what we had to deal with in the late 90s. This is what it was, resurgence. It was when pop was on its fucking arse. Mm-hmm. It was dying.
They needed dragging out. A1 as well. They were at about the same time. They're doing a comeback.
I'm going to say,
we'll keep them,
yeah, exactly. So there you go. They're all coming back. But why? Mm. No one wants them.
No. Well, not needed, man.
Speaking of bad pop, the X Factor. Mm-hmm. Has been on. We all love the X Factor. You even got addicted to it a little bit, haven't you?
I've been watching it like quite a bit, yeah.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago you were like, don't watch it, don't have the time, don't have the patience. But now you're like, I'm actually making sure I can catch it. I want to see it. If I'm there available, I will watch it.
But you know what we do though? We record it.
Yeah,
we watch it later. And all of the crap when they're all talking, we try to go straight to the
stop story.
So we can go through it. Yeah.
My leg fell off. I can't sing. My foot fell out. Stop my toe. I sing for my mum. She's dead. That's what it is. Yeah, that's what it is. It's all the sob stories. But
yeah.
But in fact, it's been second week in. Mm-hmm. We had a shock the first week when the judges got rid of one of their acts each. And a couple of them were pretty damn good. That Amelia Lilly, the little, she had pink hair in the show.
She was pretty good. But that was a good group.
That was hard, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was, I think X Factor made a mistake that song.
What?
By saying, oh look, get rid of one act each. And then they looked at it and they thought, fuck, that's four good people.
Really?
You can't get rid of any of them.
No, yeah. I'd say.
A bit unfair on us.
Out of all of them.
We should vote.
Yeah. But out of all of them, I probably would have got rid of her. But only because the rest of them are so bloody good.
So, 2 weeks in.
Mm-hmm.
Who's been your favourite so far? Go on.
I don't really know if I've got a favourite, to be honest. I think, I don't know. I've just been sort of concentrating on the Louis Walsh's shit fucking production, to be honest.
His shit production with Johnny.
Yeah, still going a little bit too much. It's like a circus, so no one really stands out as being like great just yet. I mean,
Misha B is good. She's got some style.
I don't think she'll win it, but
she'll do well.
She's probably the best entertaining one.
Didn't like what she was wearing on Saturday. It looked like Quality Street.
Ah, yeah, but...
One of them purple ones. Don't like them. They've got big hazelnuts in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe she's got one of them in it. You cracked her open. She's got a big nut.
Possibly.
Who knows?
We're right into them. Find out.
Yeah.
Google it. Ask Jane.
That's James. Where Matt to James?
Oh, don't know. He got on the scotch, didn't he? He's fucking pissed up in the alley.
That was James as I tramped down the street. Right.
Pissy trousers.
Yes, sir. But I like Sophie Habibis.
She's nice.
But again, for two reasons. Oh. She's got a shit hot, amazing voice. Mm-hmm. Sounds a bit like Adele.
Yeah.
Right, it's just the voice.
A little bit rough.
It's very rough, but it's very like, ooh, she can get a high note as well. Mm-hmm. And I love the way the bloke goes, Sophie Habibis!
I love the way he says it. It's amazing.
Just for the introduction.
Yeah.
I do a smile when he comes on. That. Sophie Habibis!
There's that smile there.
I was like, yeah. And then she comes on, she sings a little song. I'm like, she's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where she came from. She weren't in the news. No one was bigging her up before the show. She just sort of appeared and went, hi!
Yeah.
I'm here to from London, sing a song. Yeah, she's right. Cockney
to sing
girl.
A song.
I'm here to...
What was that?
I'm here to sing a song.
I'm here to sing a song,
you know what I mean? Yeah? Yeah, oi, come on, you sing a song, man.
It's a little bit like Jim will fix it.
Now then. Yeah. But obviously with our keen following of The Waysaw, who's been on a bit of an underground mission at the moment, getting her band together, so we haven't been talking about her.
Right.
The next Waysaw, Kitty Brook now. Mm. Now this girl, she's got a good voice. She sounded quite good at the Bjork. It's oh so quiet. This here it is.
It's oh so quiet. It's oh so still. You're all alone and so peaceful until you fall in love. Zing boom, the sky up above. Zing boom is caving in. Oh yeah, you've never been so nuts about a guy. You wanna love, you wanna cry, you cross your heart. Over and then, shh, it's nice and quiet, but soon again starts another big riot.
What do you reckon? She's got a good voice?
That's the thing, she has got a good voice. But she's just a little bit... People saying she's got this character and stuff like that. It's like someone on the edge of a bit of a mental breakdown sort of attitude.
Yeah.
She is...
But then again, she is getting a lot of flack for being outrageous. I mean, Lady Gaga wears the stupidest shit and acts like a complete tit. But people love her for it. And then anyone that slags her off, people just stick up for her and say, well, it's Lady Gaga. She does the same, right? Fair enough, she's not the same calibre as Lady Gaga. But it's only a singing voice. She dresses up crazy, she puts on a show. She's outrageous, she's a little bit insecure, which you can tell she's insecure by the way she talks.
Yeah,
and the fact that she feels a bit like she has to be strong and say, well, they can say what they want about me, I don't care. And you think, well, that's fair enough. And you shouldn't care when it's a TV show. Yeah. We're judging you on A, performance and talent. She's got both.
Yeah.
I think she has. Yeah. Regardless of what she says outside of the painting, doesn't matter. Really, does it? I mean, she can sing. You can tell she can sing.
Right, okay, she can sing, right, but she's just... Yeah, it's just sank. I don't think she'll win it. I can see her singing in Not Butlins or something, but...
Oh, she won't win it. No, because there's too many people
would just
like...
Would you buy a song she sang?
Well, again, I'm the worst person to say, because I'd buy anything if I liked it. I would buy a Stepson if I liked it. Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to be that guy that says I hate them because of it. But I know Steps are normally going to bring out a good song. I think she could. I honestly think she could.
Nah.
She's just a little bit too. She, like you say, she's a little bit insecure.
Hmm.
She's wearing all this funky shit, and then when like people are saying stuff, she's just a little bit. Yeah, like I say, she's just either going to bawl out crying, or she's just going to fucking grow like Wolverine fucking. Big fucking spikes out of her hands.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Nails, and like she'll just fucking rip the place apart.
She's gonna throw a carry. You've seen the film Carrie, she's gonna throw a carry. She went to night she gets eliminated, she's gonna be like.
Everyone
blood everywhere in the studio.
It was all the crowd. Everyone.
When we watch it live, just take them all
out. She's gonna come out of telly like Freddy Krueger.
I'm gonna get you!
And then boom, she'll grow into like a fucking 1,000-foot high monster lady, and she'll just be attacking
robot
everyone.
She could be a new Transformers.
She'd be the bad guy.
She'd be the Autobot.
She would be
the ultimate Autobot.
That's
the ultimate crazy.
No, no, Autobots are good. It's Decepticons.
Oh, well,
which are the bad guys. Oh, shit. She's a villain.
I saw. Yeah, there's a rock. Dropped a mic clanger there.
You don't even care. You don't give a fuck.
No, that's I'm glad you're here to correct me.
I just say shit. Let it go.
That's it. I should take you everywhere.
Once it's said, it's gone. I'll be your Mr. Filter. And you're just standing there and you'll say something. You go, hey, you look ill. I mean, he doesn't mean ill. He means you look very well. You'll be like, hey, you prick. He doesn't mean prick. Hello there. Your translator.
Yeah, you should be there. Your English translator.
Well, another guy that was on the X Factor weekend, which I don't like. But he seems to, for some reason, be the girl's favourite because he looked dirty. That Frankie Coca-Cola.
He's fucking shit.
He's got an awful voice. I don't think he sounds as good at all, right? The girls love him, and he turns out, how can a girl love him when he turns out he has 8 birds' names tattooed on his ass, right? That's probably why he was in the bottom 2, because those 8 told the other 8, who told another 8, who told another 8, not to vote for him.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Vote someone else. Vote the kitty.
Yeah.
But, he just. He says he's been sleeping with all these people. Either he's lying or he's a serial rapist. That's the only conclusion I can come up with.
How old is he?
He's younger than us. He's 18, 19. That's too young to have had 8 girls on your ass.
He's a little bit too. He thinks he's already something that he's not.
He thinks he's Russell Brand.
He's good at. He's a half decent sort of impersonator.
He wants to be Russell Brand, right? He wants to be Pete Doherty, Russell Brand.
And then.
But you look at Pete Doherty. Geezer's in jail. You look at Russell Brand, he's teetotal and he's got a missus.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be both. Do you know what I mean? He's trying to. Well, maybe he just starts doing some heroin and come on stage. People might, you know, go, hey.
He might even.
He's trying.
He's a little bit too. He's sort of backwards and forth. You know, I don't mind the style, but.
Well, here is someone that his performance
music,
when he got. Comes on stage, he's about to sing this song. This is his song for Survivor, right? Mm-hmm. So you think, I thought he's gonna belt this out. What happened? Come on, song. Music started, and he sounded like this. Sounds like a fucking strangled cat in an alleyway. He's got. He was really bad. I was really disappointed in him. But that wasn't really how he sounded. I added the sound effect. But you could tell, could you?
No!
you didn't tell.
That was straight. Well, you didn't have to say that. I don't even think.
No, I don't want to get sued. That's not how it sounds. But did you get that performance?
If we had that, he probably would have been voted light up in the top. Top half, he wouldn't have been in the bottom 2.
No, exactly. But he weren't good enough, simple as that. And I'm happy with it.
Who was the people that went? New Vibe.
Well,
and I think Frankie will probably stay in for another 4 weeks.
He will now, because he'll have a bit of backing now, because people will be like, oh, King Frankie, and he's gorgeous, love his hair.
Nah, I don't think people will, to be honest. I think there's a lot of people that feel. The same way
it just proved, but then again, the majority of them weren't that great on the night.
Nah.
the best ones were Misha B. That rhythmics, they were quite good.
Misha B has been great like both weeks.
But like I said, she won't win. It's all down popularity. It's popularity on this.
Like she's going
to sell. Because what annoys me with X Factor is that people don't really vote for talent to start with. I mean, you can go for the whole thing, right? And someone, a shit singer, could win it. But after that, they could do nothing because they don't keep the backing. It's a popularity contest. But people don't vote for talent during the show. They vote for who they want to be best friends with. I want to be your friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they go on Twitter. They start spamming.
Oh, no.
Like, oh, please follow me. Please follow me. Please follow me. You look at how many followers a person got. Like, 70,000 followers. It's like, I think she's got enough followers. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, yeah, please follow me. How many is she following? 10. I don't think you're going to be the 11th person. You know what I mean? I say that. Kitty Brooknell following me. I vibe that.
Okay, well, did she come and find you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
She did. I think because I mentioned her in a tweet. Said, oh, yeah, I thought, because I did, I thought that. I said her, Rhythmix and Sophie, Herbivus, were the three best. And suddenly got, Kitty Brooknell is following you. I was like, hey. So I followed her.
Yeah.
Well, okay, okay.
Not the last one.
So is she going to listen to the podcast?
Mm. Nah, she's too busy now.
She's too busy.
Right, Bill, so now got you a bit worked up, a bit annoyed. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for a little bit of cunt action?
Who's a cunt?
Who's a cunt? Got a nice little jingle for you, Bill.
Oh, okay, we've got another little jingle.
So there you go. We're ready now.
Yeah, we're ready. I feel like
that gets you ready, don't it? Mm-hmm. Oh, you are cunt.
Now it's
cunt. And it's sung so beautifully. Oh. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I want, when I get married, I want that playing down the old my bride comes
down. Yeah.
Either that or play the machine rule. I don't know. One of the two. Right, so Bill, today you come up with this topic.
Mm-hmm.
Right, today you want to start talking about shit adverts. Adverts are so shit, they're shit. Shit adverts.
Shit.
Awful
adverts.
Not adverts about shit.
No. Nope.
Adverts that are so shit, they're shit. They're not shit and they're good, they're shit.
Nope.
They're shit and they're like, oh my god, you're so annoying, I'm gonna throw my fucking, thank god I can fast forward this. But you still watch it, because it's shit.
But you can't fast forward it, can you?
No, even, you know, when we do watch X Factor, you can fast forward adverts.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The thing about adverts nowadays, you don't have to watch them.
Mm-hmm.
If you're clever enough to record stuff,
then you can watch it.
You can fast forward it. It's when you have to watch stuff live.
Plan ahead.
Yeah. No, we don't rule by that. That's why maybe they make adverts so bad now. Because they haven't got the money to make good adverts. But what I did, I picked three adverts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to show you.
Nice. Right?
And you're going to pick the worst one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All as annoying as each other.
Yeah. Have I seen these?
You must have seen them.
Yeah, okay. Right,
because they're so annoying.
Yeah.
They are horrible, shitty adverts.
Okay.
Right? And
You've actually had a proper search.
I had a proper search, and these were the three that I found the most irritating. There's probably thousands out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sad. There's the ones that I'll tell you the ones that I didn't pick. I didn't pick the Silly Bang.
What?
Barry Scott. Even though that is an awful advert. But I kind of love that. Because I love the whole. It's like, I think it's meant to be shit.
Yeah.
Because the way he talks. I'm Barry Scott!
Oh, but I feel like drawn in instantly because he's introducing himself. Because I'm like, I'm Billy Cumble!
Yeah!
Yeah!
I'm going to
come to the
I'm on your telly! Come buy my shit! Come buy this now! The reason he shouts as well, because when people, an advert comes on, people usually go to the kitchen.
Yeah.
So he's shouting.
Yeah.
He's shouting.
They're like, you're
coming. Hi, Barry! Yeah. What's up, Barry? That's what they do. But, so I didn't pick that. What other adverts did I see that I didn't pick? There's a couple of Chewy's adverts, which were really annoying.
Yeah. Don't chew!
Yeah, they were annoying. Yeah, but they were quite funny, though. Yeah. But some old adverts, which I found quite funny. But I tried to give them quite a colour. They're all adverts that have happened in the last few years.
Yeah.
So that makes it more annoying. Because old adverts, they lose their appeal, so they kind of become shit because they're old.
Yep.
But, So here is the first advert. You'll know straight away what it is. And you will hate it.
Car insurance, eh?
What can you do?
Go compare!
Go Compare. Go be sure when you insure first, Go Compare. Where your choices are many, you could save a pretty penny when you go online to Go Compare. Go Compare. When in doubt, check them out, Go Compare. With just a few clicks in your phone bullets, and you thank your stars that you went to Go Compare.
How much do you reckon they're paying him?
He's only a tenner.
Yes, you thank your stars that you went to Go Compare.
So that was the Go Compare advert, Billy.
Yeah, right. Now, before you put the second one for our vote, like, I would like to state that the Go Compare geezer is officially a massive cunt.
before you put the end of the advert. Yeah. What a horrible advert. I mean, two guys sitting in a coffee shop. One says, how'd you get your car to show it from?
And then, bang.
Oh,
he smashes up the fucking shop.
Comical looking, he's zany, he's a fat zany guy, and he's singing an annoying song which was stuck in your head all day, and then you keep singing it and you hate yourself for singing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end they make a little joke, how much do you think they're paying him? He's only a tenner. That, why?
Now you instantly want to punch them too.
Now, well, now you're trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Damn it.
That's it.
He's
only a tenner.
What's something funny about car insurance? Serious?
Mm-hmm.
You're paying insurance because you don't want to die.
That's it. This geezer, I think, safety could kill you.
Yeah. I'd run him over.
You fucking would, wouldn't you? He's doing him in public. You'd like, I think you would be like, yeah, I'll go and give him a scrap.
But then if I was sitting with you in the pub or in a coffee shop, because that's what people do nowadays, and we're talking about car insurance, you're like, oh, we get car insurance. I said, no. And some bloke goes, Go Compare. I'm like, fuck off, mate.
Yeah.
Having a conversation.
But who the fuck are you?
Yeah, exactly.
Mate. No one comes to a pub dressed like that.
Because he's zany. It's like a cartoon. But that spawned loads of adverts. He had adverts with him on the beach. Sung the same fucking song.
Yeah. But it's a bit like Halifax Geezer.
Oh, dear. There's another one I didn't
get. And then...
Shit. Just spilt me beer. Yeah. All down me. Go Compare.
Go Compare. Oh,
come.
But yeah, like the Halifax ones, like you play. They started off with one advert, and then people recognised Howard.
Howard, yeah.
Yeah,
you can't recognise him. He's the Black Penfold.
Yep. And then he started being in. They've made like about six or seven. But now I wish they'd bring back Howard, because you've got that new advert where they're in the fucking studio for NatWest News or whatever.
Halifax News. Halifax. It would be NatWest News.
It's not a Halifax advert. Yeah.
They're doing another NatWest advert for Halifax.
Did you know the deals of NatWest have got down there? Go there, because we're not as cheap as them.
We are shit.
Yeah.
They're like, give us some money, because we have no money. That's what they're like. The banks have no money. You can't have an advert for a bank. No one trusts a bank. No one wants to go to a bank. You only go to a bank to get money out, and you feel a bit aggrieved to go there. Yeah. Why have you got my money? Why have you got my money?
You should pay me to let you look after my money.
You go to a bank. I didn't know this could happen. I didn't know you could go into a bank and say, I need some money. Sorry, I got one.
Yeah.
I didn't know that could happen. Apparently, that could happen. If a bank goes to bank, when you go in there, go, I'd like to withdraw all my savings, please. I've got $4,000 in there. And they tell us, sorry, mate, we've got no money. I didn't know that could happen. Apparently, a bank is apparently a business. I thought a bank was a vault. I just picture the bank as a big fucking vault, and you all have a little section of the vault, and your money just goes all piled up. Do you know what I mean?
But what a bank.
And all goes there, you walk into the vault, and you go, oh, look how much Mrs. Robinson's got. She's got only got 20 quid.
Yeah.
A couple of mops and that. And then you go out and go, oh, look at him, he must be making it.
Look at Adam, look, he's got 27 pence in
there. Yeah, look at
that. Hey?
Yeah, just leave it. Leave it. Yeah, go on.
Hey?
I want to see through vault. I want to see my money. Yeah. I want money just like George McDuck did.
You could
just swim through it, which is impossible. Yeah. You can't swim through fucking gold coins.
I'd fucking try.
You'd break your neck.
No, I'd get through it.
How? You can't. It's solids.
No, sheer determination. I've got a load of money.
Nah. When you went to when swim you through it. Learnt science at school, girl, there's the reason why there's solids and liquids and gases. Because you can move through things different ways. You can't move through a solid until it becomes a liquid.
Yeah, okay. What I'm talking about is our pound notes.
We don't have pound notes, Bill.
We have £10 notes.
£10 notes.
£5 notes.
But you get paper cuts. Go for the... Oh, that would hurt.
You'd be alright. Crumple them all up.
Crumple them up. But then they become a solid.
Shut you fucking like little fucking...
Okay. So, yeah, go compare. Spawned a load of adverts. Even went back in time for one of the adverts, which really pissed me off. Went back to, like, Elizabethan times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that really just annoyed me. Okay, here's another advert, which is going to piss you off. It's going to piss me off as well, because I had to watch it again. And it's going to piss the listeners off, because they're going to hear it, not see it. But these adverts are all about hearing, and that's the problem.
I've never seen that advert in my life.
And you'll never want to see it ever again because it's one of the worst adverts ever. And what annoys you is...
Oh, it's quite a new advert.
It's quite new. That makes it even worse.
Yeah.
Squidges! Squidge, baby! It's a family, right?
Bad girl.
Two kids, mum and dad. Mm-hmm. Which is not really true because how many kids have mum and dad now?
They're going separated. On it.
Stopped at this little sweet shop gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of nowhere. Because as you do.
Yep.
And looks like they're going on a road trip. Mm-hmm. I hope they end up in Wrong Turn 4. That's what I want. That could have been a trailer for Wrong Turn 4.
That'd be a good film.
So yeah, I hope they get
there. Haribo kids.
But, and they start dancing. Because the kid comes out with his sweets. He's probably hyped up on the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Having a little sing and song and dance. The parents all jump in. Mum's like, yeah, I love them so. I can't even sing.
It's offensive.
Yeah. And then the dad starts going, Squidgey! Squidge, baby! I'm like, shut up, dad. I mean, how many dads can do that and their kids still laugh and joke with them? That kid is going to go out gay.
You'd kick your dad in the leg.
It's, yeah, you would. You'd punch your head. Don't do that, dad.
Probably get a lot of mud scrambling or something, but you'd definitely kick your dad over in the leg if he danced like that.
You're Brian Harvey in him.
Yeah, well, he ran himself over, didn't he?
Exactly.
He fell out of the car while it was reversing.
Only Brian Harvey from E17 can do that.
Oh, they're doing a comeback.
They did about three comebacks. They didn't work. None of them worked because no one cares. But yeah, so that, what a horrible advert for Haribo. All the Haribo adverts were bad. They got the one where they're at a wedding and they're taking a picture and they're all putting a weird sucky face.
Oh, yeah. And that for the Tang Plastic.
Yeah, because then I'd be like, hang on, if that was my wedding and you were in at my photo, I'd tell you, what the fucking doing?
Are you fucking the Tang Plastic? Give them here!
Little fucking shit!
Why didn't you bring Super Mix?
Haribo adverts have always been.
But then it had the normal jingle at the end. Kids and grown ups love it so.
Yeah.
Happy World of Haribo. But then it had two songs in it.
Yeah, but that first song didn't even sound great. It was a bit out of tune. Yeah. This is X Factor. We'd be like, you're off key. It was out of tune. I did not like it. I don't know who speaks.
You're off.
Yeah. Get off fucking stage. Frankie Coca-Cola. So I mean, so that was how I hate that squeegee baby bit. That's the one that's a bit that really rubbed me.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Okay, well, here is a third advert. And you'll know this one. This is straight away.
Mom, I want to do a poo.
Come on then.
But I want to do a poo in Paul's bathroom.
Don't be silly, come on.
I'm going to do a poo at Paul's.
Paul's bathroom has Glade Touch and Fresh. More discreet than an aerosol, it's no more bad smells, just a pleasant fragrance. Touch and Fresh from Glade.
Fucking little bastard.
So there you go, you got an advert there for Glade Push and Fresh, right?
Yep.
How many times did I have to say poo in that advert? I counted about five.
But what the fuck? You gotta do a shit upstairs, son.
Yeah.
Alright, you ain't going to pools. Who the fuck is this pool geezer as well?
Yeah.
Hanging about my kid.
Kids
come and have a poo around my gas.
Paul the paedophile grooming this boy. It's like, he's finding all these kids and he's like, hey kids, have you got Glade at home? They're like, no. He goes, come poo in my bag. So he does it.
Was that a good poo?
Did you like that poo? But no, that could be a dark advert. Poo could be code for sex. I want a poo at Paul's. So I mean, who is this Paul? But then again, who brings up their kid to go and poo somewhere else?
Yeah.
I don't want that as my kid.
Yeah, I'll be insulted. I'll be like, what?
That woman's like, that doesn't seem that bad. She's like, no, you don't want to poo. Come poo upstairs. Come on, I want the poo at Paul's. No, come on, look, I've got a Glade. Push and fresh. It's fine. It'll take your... But then again, what kid... That age, kids about what? 8? 9?
He's ain't that old, is he?
I don't know, but 7?
It's probably about 7, yeah.
His poo can't smell that bad.
Come on. Can you imagine Paul sitting there? He's like, oh, fucking hell. Kyle's coming round here in about 5 minutes.
I've got
he's
going to
want his poo, and he... I fucking stunk the place out last
time. Wish I ain't played.
Ringing
yeah, do you know what your son has just done in my past?
But it was badly dubbed as well. I read the poo at poles. Oh, fuck off. What do you mean? Why is he going to poo at poles? Because you touch me when I go there.
Oh.
Disgusting.
Oh.
But there you go. It's an advert for smelly things. You don't need to explain poo. You don't say poo that many times.
No.
No advert should say poo more than once.
I don't remember hearing the word poo in any other advert.
I don't
ever.
Because people are poo.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, why would you make an advert? Oh, it smells of poo in here. Quick, get the Glade.
No, you don't.
Oh, I've got a bit of a pong in here. That's better. I mean, there's like, I have to go and poo at Paul's.
Why? I don't need to know that.
Why is the case's name Paul?
Yeah, what?
Why is that? I want to poo around Paul's.
I want to poo around Dave's.
Yeah.
I want to go and
poo
around Peter's.
Poo around.
Oh, no, because if it's an adult, I'll be like, I'm going to go shit at Steve's. I'm going to take a dump at Dave's. I'm going to go let one go at Jerry's. Let one go at Joe's.
Or Moe's,
yeah. But there you go. So there you go. There's your free adverts, Bill. Out of them three. All right, we know there's loads of shitty adverts out there.
Yeah.
But they're the three I picked.
Mm-hmm.
What one is going to go in that cupboard?
Well, I know I made the first statement.
Yeah.
About the old girl compared geezer, so I think it'll have to be him, to be honest.
You stick with it? You hate him that much? Because
I'm not going to see the Haribo advert that often, and I'm not going to see our matey shitting man's deeps again. But I'm going to see the Go Compare geezer for at least another 2 years, I bet.
Yeah.
He's still going to be on the telly singing fucking Go Compare. No, I ain't fucking going comparing. Bollocks to you. You fucking can't.
Alright, well. So
he can hear, but also if anyone wants to get in touch with us and tell us about a shit advert that they don't like.
Yeah. If you don't like an advert, you think it's shit, tell us.
Yeah, I'd like to see this.
I want maybe the American listeners to send us a link to a shitty American advert. Yeah. They're all English adverts.
I bet they got a few over there, aren't they?
Fucking clear, because they sell
anything old or new.
They sell anything over there, and they have adverts every 20 seconds.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, you see like the NFL and stuff like that. You watch that.
Adverts drew
it. Yeah. Ref blows a whistle before he's even put it to his lips. They know. Advert.
They
Muscle Bound 3000.
They do it in NFL games. I've seen it. They actually have the ref stop the game. I need to do a pump pause.
One of the players comes up and goes, no, you don't. You can go in there. Look, I've got clean.
No, it's not Paul.
It's not Paul. I want to do through a Paul.
But then.
Fat Paulings.
Big fat Pauling.
Hey, I'm very handsome.
Yeah, so are you going to shut the door?
Yeah.
Well, Bill, that's it.
That's
for
it.
For episode 15.
15.
Did you enjoy it? 15. It wasn't 15 years, it's episode 15. I hope it's 15. I hope we're not saying 15, it's actually 16.
Who knows?
Man, it's only 15.
Could be. We've done like a zero.
Did we do a zero?
Yeah.
We kind of did.
It's like a first one.
But if we did a podcast and called it episode one, we didn't even call it the Oddcast podcast because we kept calling it something else.
Because we didn't know what we were doing back then. Now we've got it on a little ledge now. We know what we're doing. So that's all good.
But there you go, Bill. So episode 15. You enjoyed it? Any parting words you want to give any lessons? Anything you want us to know? We need to promote something. Promote Twitter, Barker Podcast.
Okay, do your little thing.
Barker Podcast, at Oddcast Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to follow Kate Hutchins, I know she hasn't got nothing to do with this podcast, but just follow her, Kate Music Live, because she deserves a follow. If you want to go to the website, it's oddcastpodcast.webs.com or barkerproductions.tumblr.com.
Okay.
And that's where you can get a lot of it from.
Nice.
Never
know.
Find us on Facebook, find us on... Yeah, that's it, really.
We'll find us on the street, maybe.
Find me on Google Plus. People that...
Google Plus.
Yeah, Adam Barker. Simple as that. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're all over the shop,
man. I'm everywhere. I'm pooing in everyone's fucking
toilet. Yeah,
that's what I'm doing.
I don't give a fuck with Paul, Jerry, or...
Yeah, I'm pooing anyone. So, yeah, Paul. Pooing anyone.
But we're going to and check out the Ask an American podcast, which we're doing with BUI podcast.
Yep.
And possibly Last Podcast Standing, another podcast. If you're listening to podcasts, listen to them. Yep. Blogging Under the Influence and Last Podcast Standing. Both American. We're English. We ask them a question. Hence the title, Ask an American. I think it makes it as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
So listen to this one. Listen to that one.
I like the way we're the ones asking the questions.
I'm not that good at answering questions.
So. Not a great asker, maybe. Mate, so that's why I let you do the
answer. Just sit there and laugh at me. I knew the answer. All right, well, yeah, so that's it for episode 15.
Man, you've said that about 9 times now. 15. Could have been episode 27.
Yeah, by the time I finish.
Yeah.
But yeah, so hope you enjoyed it and catch us next time on the Oddcast Podcast with Adam and Billy.